And I am doing a new intro because Lamb Jazz said he could just copy and paste my intros, but we are back. Thanks for joining us. I'm Toasty.
And I'm Lamb Jazz. Is that enough energy for you?
This fucking guy. I don't know, and I don't care. What I do care about is the fact that you're here listening to us now, and I appreciate it. See, you can't copy and paste this shit, Lamb Jazz. So
I could make it work. Make you say horrible shit.
Well, you can take this part out, and people will never know this even happened, but before we continue with things, of course, you know, the usual typical stuff. If you like us, rate us 5 stars. We'd appreciate it. If they ask for comments, comments help us out as well. Doesn't matter what you say, but say something. It is helpful. Also, you can hit us up on Gmail, solvinganotherworldsproblems@gmail.com, on Twitter, @snotwhip, S-N-O-T-W-P, and Facebook, you know. Don't need me to tell you again. Unless you're new here, then it's solving other world's problems. How was your week?
Good, just tired. Same as last week, really. It's all just a blur.
And I don't even have a Toasty's top parenting tip prepared, so I'm just gonna wing it now.
Yeah.
I haven't even thought about it, but another great Toasty's parenting tip, because you know I've never raised a single child, and you have the wee baby spawn as your newborn. So my latest tip is you want to get him pumping the irons right away. Like, you've already missed like a good week or two. How old is he now?
Nearly 3 weeks.
You've missed 3 solid weeks of pumping the irons and getting him buffed up, man. You're already falling behind. I guess that should have been my first tip, but you know, you had to assert dominance with that first tip, but you got to get him pumping irons now, Lamb Jazz. It is now. Now's the time. Start pumping
now
creatine
or never.
And protein, all that shit into him.
Shit
now
teen,
is the
every,
time
all
do.
The teens, yeah.
The teens, Martin E. That didn't work as well as I hoped. But nonetheless, he needs to start pumping irons, so jump on that, all right?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Oh, right, how do you okay, anyway, go for.
Well, just figure it out. I don't know. I'm not a parent. That's your problem. I'm just giving the advice, the useful, helpful advice. Moving on to my week. It's been a quiet-ass week. Like, Vegas starting to go upstairs again, but that only lasted, like, a few days. And now he's back to, like, being extremely clingy. And, like, I can't fucking do anything without him having to be in my arms or on me in any way, shape, or form, but especially in my fucking arms. And then he falls asleep there, and it's like, I can't do half the shit I want to. Like, if I'm eating a meal, for example, he has to be in my arms, so I have to do everything one-handed. So it's like, I can't cut steak properly. I can't fucking do a lot of things. And then sometimes my meal just gets cold because I'm doing other shit, too, while I'm trying to eat. And it's just...
You're essentially just a parent. That's it.
This reminds me, there was this girl I used to work with, and I had like an old picture. This was like a good few years back where Vega was in my arms like a baby. And I was like, now I know what it's like to be a mother. And this fucking person who I worked with, she's a bit of an asshole. And she was like, she took it seriously, and she's like, because she just recently had a child, and she's like, you have no idea what it's like to be a mother. It's a fucking joke and a cat. How fucking sad is your life that you need to, like ruin my thing, my little joke? What's the fucking problem here? I hate people like that try to take a joke and just shit on it. And they're just like, man, you have no idea what it's like to, like, I'm not trying to. You're just being a fucking cow right now. Anyways, let's get into some of our topics. It is a bare bones fucking week here.
We'll have to wing it.
And look who's back once again after going for a quick bit of water. Hi, Vega. Yes, I know. And then even when he gets settled in my arms, he has to fucking adjust a lot.
Oh, no.
And it's like I'm trying to do shit.
And
it's
he's
like,
just walking on you, basically.
Not even walking around. He's just like making fucking micro movements and like slightly kicking me with his back legs. It's like, what do you fucking want me to do? My body's not going to be able to change to your satisfaction here, dickhead. I just called my cat a dickhead. This is how stressed out I am. Like, fucking, I just want to abandon my child right now.
Well, you know, there is laws for dropping off kids 3 days after they're born, but I don't know if that extends to animals.
What the fuck is this law? I've never heard of this before. Like, yeah. I understand parents can put their kids up for adoption if they don't want them.
No, essentially here, they have this safety law, safe haven law or something, I don't know what it's called. Basically, mm-hmm. if someone, because basically there's crazy people who give birth and instead of giving the child away, they fucking murder it, okay?
What?
Yeah, so they like fuck it out in the bin or whatever, like, which...
Oh, you mean they put them in the trash?
Yeah.
You don't mean they actually kill them?
No, well, I mean they put them in the trash.
The trash is Will's gonna kill them. Yeah. A fucking death sentence.
So,
yes.
In order to stop that, they have basically a law that says that 3 days, you have 3 days after it's born, up to 3 days to leave it at any police station, fire station, or anything like that, and like there'll be no questions asked. They won't ask you for anything. Like, there's special boxes even made for you to put the baby in, and it goes inside where it's warm.
Like, you could, a person could kidnap a child that was just born, or at least looks like it was just born, and fucking dump it at a police station after 3 days, and the parents will be none the wiser.
Yeah, essentially. The police will essentially do question. The
wow,
whole
I found
thing,
a fucked up loophole.
Yeah, the whole thing is, it's, how do you say that? Anonymity? Like, there's no questions asked. You're not at fault or anything. The whole, they just want people to give babies who, I don't know, like, you know, something worse could have happened or fucking killed it or whatever. Or just they can't financially afford it. There you go. You have time to.
Back to my loophole, I don't really see any point to a kidnapper or anyone doing that anyways. Unless they hate the person and they want them to lose their child and never be able to find them. Then you can fucking, like, you can fuck some shit up that way.
Well, I mean, there's people out there that's
pretty shitty.
Have very weird, like, power plays, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, there was a shooting. I don't really want to talk about the shooting itself that you mentioned that happened in Wasco, California? Oh, that was a train accident.
That was a train, yeah.
And someone fucking... So, grabbed a human leg from a train accident and started. You sound like you got a better idea of what's going on. Please.
Well, there was some accident and, you know, casualties, and the police had the area cordoned off, but somehow this homeless guy got in and he decided what best way to get his daily calorie intake than to steal a severed leg that was laying there, and he took it and ran off. And there's
and
video,
then ate
of,
it.
Yeah. And there's videos of him eating it.
That's so fucking
Nuts.
You know, this reminds me of the bath salts thing where the guy ate the dude's face, and people are like, "Zombies are a fucking thing." Probably not the case, especially after playing a game like Project Zomboid. I'd be terrible in a zombie apocalypse.
I mean, my opinion with all that shit is, like, if that shit happens, I don't want to be alive for it. I'm sorry. Fuck that.
I mean, I'd rather not die, but, you know, surviving that shit would be... And it wouldn't even be as glorious, I say glorious, as The Walking Dead, but I mean, like, fucking main characters are popping off left and right in that one. But the big thing I wanted to bring up with that post you mentioned about the train accident was at the bottom, someone hashtagged Biden's America, hashtag Biden bloodbath. Now, we're not political here. I frankly hate both sides of the upcoming American. I hate American elections in general. They are a fucking plague upon the world because they force everyone to think it fucking matters. And it does, because usually what the big douchebag in the big chair in the United States does affects all the fucking world if they do really stupid shit. So... Like, it feels like the last American election happened, like, fucking a month ago.
I know. It's just always, yeah.
I hate them. I hate them so fucking
much. I hate them
just
because how much they take. Like, it's the news everywhere. They take up the whole world news.
Now, here's the thing. I don't want Trump to get elected, and not for the reasons people think. So here's the thing. The reason I don't want Trump to win is because when Trump was president, you heard about something like every couple fucking days. I know Biden exists, but I barely hear Biden's name once a week, if that. You know? He doesn't say some crazy shit that I have to fucking hear about in the news somehow, some way. Trump always is doing something, and I'm like, I just don't want to hear Trump's name. I don't want to see his face. I don't want Trump to exist in my life. Most of the time. I don't want to know about it. I don't care. But Trump fucking headlines all the time. And it's exhausting. It's fucking exhausting. But I want to go back to, because I keep going on stupid transits, tangents, and I hate it. The person hashtag Biden shit. So apparently, this is, remember when Obama was in office and everything bad that happened was Obama's fault. It was like, thanks, Obama. Now we got Biden's America. Like, Biden didn't make that guy grab the leg and eat it. And guess what? If Trump was president, guess what? This would have probably still happened, and that guy probably still got that leg, and we would have probably still chomped down on it. But there would be no but Trump's America. People just love to blame everything on politics, and I hate it. Yeah, I'm so fucking tired of politics so fucking much. I'm sick of politics. I am so tempted to just, even though I'd be terrible at it, just go to the woods. Just fucking not have internet ever again. Just build a cabin out there.
Just build your own. Yeah, that's it. Just go away.
I'd be terrible at it, and I'd probably be back within a week. But you know what? Sometimes it is very tempting, to say the least. Fucking exhausting. I don't know how people can like let this shit be a part of their life so much. Like everything they do, there are probably people in this world that when they're like out and they're like they trip over something, they're like fucking Trump's America, fucking Biden's America. Everything bad is happening because this one guy is in government. You know what? Trump was president. Shit still ran. The American country did not collapse. People's exactly, lives still continued on. Like it was no big fucking deal. I'm stopping myself here because I'm just going to get into another tangent. Let's go into something more interesting. So, another article you sent me earlier this week was about nutmeg addiction, kind of picking up with kids. And, like, nutmeg has always kind of had a bit of a weird reputation being known for being kind of a hallucinogenic or, like, a drug somehow. Right? You've known this, or...
I've never really heard of that, to be honest with you.
Really?
That's why I sent that. That's surprising.
Yeah, for, like, years, nutmeg has had this bit of a reputation of being kind of druggy for some reason. Like, I'm not even sure... Like, is nutmeg a thing? Like, what the fuck is nutmeg, now that I think about it?
What is nutmeg? What a Google search.
Nutmeg comes from the seed of the tree. Indonesia produces the majority of the world's nutmeg. The spice flavors, many dishes, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so it's a nut, or it's a seed, or whatever. Nutmeg druggy?
Nutmeg druggy.
Nutmeg is abused for its narcotic and hallucinogenic properties. One of three seeds, or 5 to 30 grams of the ground nut, are used to attain psychogenic effects. So kids are fucking huffing this shit. And I mean, it's always been... It's not new. People getting high. People will find anything to get high off. Have you heard of whippets?
Yeah. I've heard of those.
Yeah. Like, you know about whippets, where like a person will try and huff the gas that first comes out of those... cream can.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
The first millisecond of air, you get high for like 5 seconds or something.
Oh, that's such a pandemic in Dublin.
People will find. Like, oh, that was long. Oh, it's a pandemic.
No, bro. I swear, when you walk around the streets, there's this new shit all the kids are buying, and it's like gas on Amazon. I don't know what it's called, but you can see the canisters all over the place.
Like, weed is becoming legal across most of the world. Why do we need this dumb shit? You know,
if anything, this is way more dangerous. Fuck, man.
You don't know what you're huffing for the first place. Yeah,
exactly.
You don't know the effects. This is at least a little bit regulated, although, I don't know, maybe it makes it more shit. Like, fucking look at cigarettes, for example. People used to roll their own cigarettes, and now cigarette companies make cigarettes, and they put a whole bunch of fucking toxins and shit in it. Although weed, so far, seems to be not a problem. Supposedly, we haven't heard anything otherwise about weed, so, I don't know. Like, what are we going to do? What am I supposed to do? We can't police these fucking people, for one thing.
Well,
people are going to try and get high no matter what. Like, someone said we'd just legalize all drugs. Because then there's less drug dealers being able to sell it off and people, and then, like, fucking
well, see,
get high sites. I don't know. I'm not an expert.
I think it'd be a great source of income for governments, but again, you get back into the political shit because it's like, well, they get all this extra money, but where's it getting spent? We won't see any of it. It'll just be more junkies around,
lining their fucking pockets.
Exactly. So,
for that matter.
If they did do it, it would bolster economies, but fuck me. Like, you'll have societal collapse nearly, maybe, if everyone's just legally high. I don't know. And I think the countryside would be even worse, because if countrysides around the world now are suffering from people leaving and drug problems, if it's illegal, I think it's going to be maybe even worse.
I don't think so. Like, loan sharks will have less hold on people, too. Less need to steal shit to get that fix, amongst other things. You know, it won't be nearly as bad, because, like, fucking loan sharks all the time have a way of just making shit worse for people, and that's the whole design of the system. That's the plan of it. That's what they want. They want people to keep coming back, or they do awful shit to them, you know? That's gonna fucking go down a lot and become a lot less if drugs are legalized. I don't know.
Also,
like,
just as a quick add-in,
study that you need to go into it. Yeah, go for it.
Like, I mean, if the government were making it, at least you wouldn't know there'd be dangerous shit in it, like fentanyl or some rat poison. So you'd have a lot less people, probably.
Because sometimes weed even gets laced with some pretty
See, that's why I don't risk any of that shit, because you really going to trust some random dude that's making it, you know? What's in it?
Well, I mean, a lot of people have. For stupid, stupid reasons. Ugh. Moving on. Interestingly enough, a little brief thing here. Antarctica. Did you know the people that work there and spend like 6 months there on and off? There's actually an Antarctica accent.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, that would make sense, because if you consider the ice wall around the Earth and the...
But it's people from different countries get... Oh, we're going into flat earther here. Please continue.
I was just saying with the, you know, the flat... How would you say? The ice wall and the... You
the
know,
ice wall
it
that
makes
surrounds
sense
our
that they have,
flat Earth.
Yeah, and it makes sense that there's an accent.
A unique accent for people in Antarctica. Well, I mean, I wonder, like, what it sounds like. I'd have to look it up myself, and anyone who's curious can look it up, too. Like, it must be a combination of a bunch of different accents, because it is a whole bunch of different cultures coming
exactly.
together.
Exactly. I would say it's just a mix, because there's so many scientists from all over the world, I'd say, go there. So it's probably just, like such a mix.
But the idea I had with this, when I read this, what we can do is, can we make up our own accents?
That's such a hot idea. The second you said that, it kind of tickled me in a good way. That's interesting. Yeah, so the problem is, we'd have to get a couple of people and lock them in a basement. And our only interaction is ourselves.
No, I didn't mean that. I mean, make one up off the top of our head. I'm not talking about kidnapping a couple people, putting them in a room and go, we're not letting you out until you come up with a brand new accent together.
No, yeah,
but this? You're taking this way
naturally,
extreme.
Naturally,
your mind goes to some pretty terrible places really fast. It's kind of crazy. But I'm going to make an attempt right now at my own accent, so... Oh, that was terrible. Let's try this again. Why would I keep trying to do that? Hello there. That sounds terrible, too. I don't know what I'm doing or why I'm doing this, trying to come up with an accent. But, you know, I feel like it's the right step. Oh, go for it.
Okay, I need to think of something to say, though. Wait, no, hold on. There you go. Could you imagine listening to this shit in a car, and you pull up to a drone?
Out in public, like, you have it slightly... Oh, no one should listen to this slightly out loud. This is not a podcast for everybody, that's for sure. Okay, let's try this again. Hello there. Keep trying to do the shit. We should just, like, we're not fucking testificates from Minecraft. What the fuck am I doing right now? Like, I can't even imagine, like, what's going through people's minds right now.
They're not even in this deep, bro. Because if they are, I'm going to give them $5.
Of course, there's a lot of people that listen to the whole thing. What are you talking about?
Nah, bro.
But well, you heard Lamb Jazz.
I'm
you know what?
Do a test.
I'm
going to do a
you
test.
You know what? You...
Now, next episode, I'm going to get a $5 Steam card or Walmart card, and I'm going to give the code out like random moment at random time. See.
You're going to lose it. I'm guaranteeing you right now someone's going to claim it. I'll be interested to find
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's just you. It's just but you the whole time.
It won't be me. I can't. I'm not allowed. I'm not allowed.
If only there's a way that like I could give the code, but equally we can see where the code has been
Well, you said people aren't going to be listening this far in right now. Why not give the code now? And then they can email us at solvingnoneoftheworldsproblems@gmail.com.
Yeah. If you email us, you'll get a $5
So what's the code? What is this code, Lamb Jazz?
I don't know. They have the email, and then from the email communication, that's where it's all revealed.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I guess you're going to give them a code. I meant, like, you're going to create a secret code right now because they're listening right now. And they just give that code in the email. The secret code is... If you can give Lamb Jazz that code, you get your $5 gift card. All right. Well, another attempt at
Yep.
No, what were you going to say? Go for it.
I was just going to say, you know, we just have to have some of these weeks where it's just not much going on and we're tired, you know? It's just, it's the way
Well, this is exactly one of those weeks right now.
Are you sure about that?
Exactly one of those weeks. We're both tired as shit. We've just been secretly hiding it from most of the podcast.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyways. So, yeah, email us. And only first one to email will get the $5. And it can't be your significant other.
Yeah, I was going to say, it can't be someone we know, because I think that's...
Well, there's a fair few people I know that listen to the podcast. But, I mean, if they're listening this far and they fuck... Depends on the person. Most people I will say yes to. Just not family. Which is just my dad who listens. I don't think my mom listens. But she doesn't listen to podcasts, so it's not a big deal anyways. So, yeah, email us. And get yourself a $5 gift card. Why the fuck not? One more attempt at a fake accent that I'm going to make up off the top of my head. If I change my mouth a little bit. No, that's just using like a lisp or something. It's not a
Yeah, that's
accent.
Kind of like you're making up your own physical.
Like a British one is this. Show and shred, we're going to do. There we go. We got an accent going right now. Oh, well. I got my accent going. It's not a great
sounds
accent.
Sounds like you're eating a dick, bro.
Fuck you. Maybe I am. You don't know. There could be a guy standing right beside me and his dick is face level and I just take a couple pops at it during moments when you're talking. That's my business, not yours. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Your what personality I do right is, now is giving off very Reddit comment vibes.
A lot of... Well, I do have a pretty humongous ego, as you know. And I live in a fantasy world where everything just happens to magically go the way I expect. I live in a magical world where some people are shitty and not all people are shitty. But, like, I've been seeing a lot of stuff online. Like, it seems like the entire world has forgotten reading comprehension. Like, didn't you guys do reading comprehension in school?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Nobody fucking, like, it's, and I found easy reading comprehension to be the easiest fucking thing. Anytime reading comprehension came up, I'm like, I'm getting 99 or 100% on it. Always. And it's funny how they taught us reading comprehension, and, you know, some people thought that was useless. And now we have an epidemic of people who don't fucking actually comprehend what they're reading. Like, that is one of the most important lessons people have forgotten from school, I'm starting to believe.
Well, like, I know certainly they're fights. Still doing it in school now because my significant other's child was doing them and he was struggling with a couple of them. But his main problem was he's too lazy to read it. So what he does is he goes straight
like
to the answers.
Oh, it's like screens and shit are really fucking this
he
shit
He goes
up.
Straight to the answers and then tries to find the answers within the comprehension, which, I mean, it's not a good idea because you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I don't get it. Like, reading comprehension is so fucking easy. It literally
I know, yeah.
In this part here, like, oh, I'll just read it again. Yeah. This makes most sense to me. Like, reading comprehension is, like, one of the ones you don't even need to cheat on if you put in half a fucking effort.
It used to be one of my favorite things to do. Like, it's not... Yeah,
oh,
it's just reading.
Like I said, I love reading comprehension because it's fucking easy. It's one you definitely don't need to cheat on. to be right about it. That's the crazy part. Here I go again. So, you know what? Let's wrap it up today before I fucking go into another tirade, which I've just finished. Thank you so much for joining our podcast, our new podcast of Alex Goes on Tirades Nonstop, and he can't stop. And his heart's going to explode from this shit. It's a long, it's a bit of a long title, but you know, it's well, catchy, there, my own opinion. Yeah. So hit us up at our email of Alex Goes on Random Tirades Throughout the Podcasts and Can't Stop Himself at gmail.com. Or just solving other world's problems at gmail.com. That works too. You can also hit us up on Twitter at Alex Loses His Fucking Mind and Can't Stop Himself from Losing His Fucking Mind. You can find me on Twitter X with that. Or you can also just hit us up on at Snotwip, Snotwp, as well as on our Facebook page of Alex Can't Stop Losing His Mind and going crazy on random tirades about society, even though he promised this whole podcast would not be about that shit, and yet here we are.
Yeah, maybe we
need to. It's a bit of a wordy title, but yeah, you should be able to find it on Facebook. Just listen back a couple times, or solving another world's problems. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.